Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham, and his children forever." Mary remained with her about 3 months, and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord. Whenever we meditate upon Mary, who St. Louis de Montfort calls God's masterpiece of creation, it's almost like looking at a diamond in the process of refraction. When the sun goes through the diamond, it almost appears to be a rainbow of different colors. So with respect to the Blessed Virgin Mary, she's so holy, pure, humble, meek, filled with love. As Saint Bernard says, with respect to Mary, we can never say enough about the greatness of Mary. So from this beautiful gem that God has given to us, the Blessed Virgin Mary, I'm going to glean one idea from the Gospel today and develop a 5 to 6 minute homily on that. And it's this: Mary is the model for pro-lifers. Amen? Amen? Mary is the model for pro-lifers. In the Gospel of the Visitation, among the many messages, it is a message of pro-life. Why? When you have this greeting of Mary, you have this baby in the womb of Elizabeth that's leaping for joy. Leaping for joy at the word of Mary. Now, both Mary and Elizabeth would be candidates for abortion in the American society. But for two different reasons. Mary was probably about 15 or 16 years old. Elizabeth maybe your age. Maybe she was in her 70s. Maybe she was 80. Try to imagine if my mom called me on the phone and said, "Son, by the way," I would have to say maybe a year ago, my dad was still living, okay? "Son, by the way, you're going to have another brother or sister." I'm sure my mom would say, "Praise the Lord, no?" By the way, she's 85, okay? So in one case, Mary would be too young to have a child, and Elizabeth would be too old to have a child. 16-year-old, what do they say? Quality of life, right? If she has a child when she's 16 or 17, what's going to happen with her future? And an older woman, if she has a child, she might have a heart attack in the moment of birth, or a stroke. Or the child might have a lot of defects. But both of them said yes. And they brought forth the two greatest men that were living in that moment. St. Elizabeth brought forth St. John the Baptist. Mary brought forth Jesus, the Son of the Living God. So all of us, through this passage, are called to promote the pro-life cause. All of us have to be involved in promoting the pro-life cause. What can you do? Pray, fast, offer a penance, offer your communion, offer your masses, offer your rosaries. But also, among the many other things that I would suggest, is when women are confused, try to expose them to what is called the ultrasound. The ultrasound. Bernard Nathanson was converted by seeing an ultrasound in the 70s. An ultrasound is when the woman sees that baby in her womb, moving up and down. The baby is stretching. The baby is yawning. The baby is smiling. The baby is sucking his thumb. The baby is scratching his nose. How can a mother say no when she's exposed to what is the truth? That little one is a son of the living God, a destined of the kingdom of heaven. So let's do all we can in honor of Mary's visitation to say yes to life and to promote life at all stages. Amen.